healing powers of Alpinia Galanga. In the Netherlands, people know this spice as Laos. And fresh Laos is available at the greengrocer. And the other names are Laos root, Thai ginger, and Galanga. The powder of the root and the fresh root are used in the Indian kitchen and in kitchens of the rest of Southeast Asia. The root of this tropical herb is very tasty. The plant is close family to ginger. In Indonesia, the plant is for sale on all vegetable market and is called lengkuas or lengkuas. In India, the plant is called kulanjan, suganja, fajja, rasna and greater galanga. Traditional medicine, Alpinia galanga. Galanga is widely used in traditional medicine. There are several scientists who have listed the traditional applications of Alpinia galanga. It has the following traditional medicinal properties: antifungal, anti-tumor, deworming, antidiuretic, against ulcers, against heart disease, against rheumatic pains, against chest pains. It is used in dyspepsia. It is fever inhibiting, diabetes relieving, liver supporting, and it has a kidney supporting effect. It thus works in a series of diseases. A researcher from Iraq can add following diseases: eczema, bronchitis, rhinitis, measles, pityriasis versicolor, or that's a yeast infection, inflammation of the entrance of the ear canal, gastritis, gastric ulcer, and cholera. So there's very much scientific research to Alpinia galanga. Alpinia galanga has been researched intensively. There are several pharmacological reviews. In such a survey, it is listed which other studies have been done. And these studies are bundled in order to obtain an overall picture of the medicinal effects of, in this case, Alpinia galanga. In the pharmaceutical journal, the Pharmacia Sinica from 2001, there is such an overview of all scientifically proven medicinal effects of the galanga root. In the years that followed, new reviews were published then and that provide an update of the pharmaceutical effects of the Laos root. So the important medicinal substances that researchers have encountered in galanga are gallic acid glycoside, galangoisoflavonoid, beta-sitosterol, galangine, alpinine, zearenbone and camphorite. In addition to this, research into Alpinia galanga studies have been conducted on all plants from this family. In 2012, researchers Ghosh and Ragan named the Alpinia family the gold mine of future medical practice. In the world of plant medicines, it often happens that plants from the same families have corresponding medicinal qualities. Or I must say, corresponding medicinal qualities, of course. The antibacterial activity. An etheric oil of the galanga root works against the following bacteria: Escherichia coli, Staphylococcus aureus, Salmonella typhimurum A, Salmonella enteritidis, and Pasteurella multocida. The Indian researchers included 11 studies in their meta-study, all of which describe the antibacterial activity of Laos or Alpinia galanga. In addition, substances from galanga also work against a large number of fungi, such as the Candida albicans. These are important indication of the medicinal efficacy of Laos, because many diseases are accompanied by overgrowth of colonies of bacteria and fungi. The anti-inflammatory activity of Alpinia galanga. Five studies have been published on the anti-inflammatory effect of galanga root. It turns out that this plant effectively fights inflammation. Researchers see relationships between inflammation at the cell level and other diseases, such as diabetes and asthma. It appears, therefore, that Laos root helps to fight these diseases because the underlying causes, inflammatory processes, are countered by Alpinia galanga. Galanga root protects the liver. An investigation has been done into the liver protective effect of galanga root. In this type of research, the liver is damaged by applying a scientific standard method. The test animal is given paracetamol or acetaminophen in order to damage the liver heavily. Then they give a separate group of the test animals galanga root extract and investigate the parameters of the liver. It appears that test animals that have eaten the galanga root have a less damaged liver than the test animals that didn't eat the galanga root. Thus, this root protects against liver damage by paracetamol, which is a standard medicine, also a painkiller, but not only against this medicine. Paracetamol is only used as a standard research tool because the extent to which the liver is damaged by paracetamol is measurable. The damage can be quantified in numbers, so when the numbers change, it shows the effectiveness of a medicinal property, in this case the root of Opinia galanga. And the idea behind this statistical method is that we now know that the root of Opinia galanga supports liver function. So galanga root protects against all types of liver damage, also, for example, damage by sugar and soft drinks. And the HIV. Once the study sees that the HIV virus, the HIV virus, is more difficult to replicate if it comes into contact with substances of Opinia galanga root. It is seen as a HIV inhibitor. There are no plant medicines on the market that have been scientifically proven to make HIV virus disappear. But scientists keep looking exactly for this. The galanga root stimulates the immune system. Substances in galanga root stimulate the functioning of the immune system. A water-based extract was used in this study. And then I go on to the next study. Galanga root has anti-diabetic properties. Eating the root helps to regulate blood sugar levels. Several studies have been published on the anti-diabetic effect. In 2009, a study was published that attributed the anti-diabetic effect to the high number of antioxidants that galanga root has. In scientific world, it has been clear since the beginning of the third millennium that diabetes is caused by inflammation at the cellular level. As are depression, cardiovascular diseases, obesity, and cancer. The fight against inflammatory activity in the body of a sick patient is therefore increasingly coming to the fore of researchers who are looking for new medical treatments that exceed the old treatments in quality. Galanga root has a strong antioxidant effect that has been researched several times. These effects are the cause of the medicinal properties of galanga root. For example, researchers see that all kinds of antioxidants can fight fungi. Galanga root is good for the stomach. It involves a number of stomach disorders, including peptic ulcer. So in the traditional medicine of Arabia, this herb is used to combat dyspepsia, seasickness, and intestinal colic. Galanga root reduces gastric acid and appears to be a boost for the stomach and intestinal wall. This indicates that the traditional applications are justified by scientific research. And now there's a recipe, and I won't tell this recipe in this movie because I just told about the scientific researchers. You can read the recipe in the magazine, or maybe I'm so active that I'm making a movie of this. But this is an Indonesian traditional dish, and it uses the root of Opinia galanga. And for now, it's only available for members of VegaTales. So I say to everybody, enjoy your medicine, enjoy galanga root in your dish.